you that will shift my season, impact my life, and condition me for the next level of my life. Open my eyes. I don't want to shout like Pastor said, and just after shouting, nothing transforms. Let my life be heavily impacted. Ezekiel said, the Spirit entered me when he spoke unto me. Someone is praying in the Holy Spirit. Someone is praying in tongues. Ask the Holy Spirit that the word they're about to hear will become life and become spirit. On Monday, Pastor D told us that the word of God comes with life and comes with spirit. If it is God that is speaking, it transmits life. It transfers spirit. Are you praying? Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, they are held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will see of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You who led me through the fire in darkest night. Lord, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I know you were so afraid. I have been in the goodness. Hey. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. One more time. We trust in your mercy. We trust in your grace. We confess unashamedly that without your mercy, we are wasting time. We receive the ministry by mercy. We discharge our duties by mercy. Let me speak like your mouth and like your oracle. I purify and I sanctify every word that will proceed out of my mouth. May I not corrupt your church. May I not speak a lie. May no guile flow. May no evil intention and motivation sponsor any word. Let Jesus be glorified. Let Jesus be exalted. Bring a word in power with simplicity. And let it bring transformation. And let the kingdom of Jesus be seen one more time. To the end, O God, the essence of all this and the vision of the set man is that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of his Christ and of our God. And we with him shall reign on earth. We give you the glory in Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Chapter 19, verse 10 of the book of Revelation. Let's start from there. Dynamics of the Holy Spirit in life and in ministry. That's what I will share in a few minutes. The dynamics of the Spirit in ministry and in life. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant." That's the angel talking to John. "And I'm of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus Christ, the testament of Jesus Christ, the word of Jesus Christ, the prophecy of Jesus Christ." But that testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of what? Prophecy. So we have the testament. Let me also say, like Pastor D taught us, Pastor Daniel taught us about the life and the spirit. So the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. The dynamics of the Holy Spirit in life and in ministry. Just to paraphrase and to give it a bit perspective and context. So we are talking about the transformative power of the Holy Spirit for life and for ministry. I'm trying to paraphrase. For context, text, and for perspective's sake. So the transformative power or the powerful transformation that comes from the Holy Spirit for life and for ministry. So in case you don't understand what I mean by the dynamics of the Holy Spirit for life and for ministry, I'm talking about the powerful transformation that comes from the Holy Spirit that gives us a leverage, an advantage for life and for what? And for ministry. So that's the focus we are going. It can mean many things, but just to bring context to the few words the Lord laid in my heart. That said, that means that life and ministry does not just flow like that. That's a transformation that goes on, even as ministry goes on. And I'm saying that to say something else. I also agree there must be a transformation that will happen before ministry or life begins. Why that is also correct, we also have to note that we are changed, but we are also in the process of being changed. Please say amen. All that will make sense in a short while. So I'm trying to say that ministry and life should be and must be as a result of the transformative work of the Holy Spirit. Life and ministry happens, and it must happen only. I am not saying one of the ways. That the issue, the reason why ministry should take place. And when I use the word ministry, you have a teaching priest. So I don't need to explain everything. So when I use the word ministry, I believe you understand what I'm trying to say. We're talking about service, right? So I don't need to explain that. You don't need to be here alone to know you're doing ministry. So I'm saying that once it is something called service, it doesn't matter the office, it doesn't matter the sphere, that the only thing that qualifies service, especially in the context of the kingdom, is just one thing. Because a transformative work is ongoing, or a transformative work has been done. Do you understand? So that means you are not qualified for ministry in the kingdom context if transformative work is not going on by the Holy Ghost in your life, or we cannot trace back to a work of transformation done by the Holy Spirit. If you're with me, please say amen. Amen. And I'm choosing my word very carefully. I'm using the word must. So someone who has not been transformed, or who is not being transformed, has no part in this ministry. It doesn't matter the gifting. It doesn't matter the skill. It doesn't matter the talent. And it doesn't even matter the prophecy. So, prophecy can be heavy. Talent can be heavy. Skills can be heavy. But if you cannot trace that life as a life transformed, not by society, by the Holy Spirit alone, or that life is not going on in the ministry of transformation, schooled or being schooled by the Holy Ghost, I can tell you that person will end up corrupting the work, doing much more harm than good. It doesn't matter what he or she brings to the table. I'm trying to say that the only thing that will qualify me and us to do this work is our submission to the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Please say amen. Amen. Are you with me? That said, another point to note is this. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Now look at this. Apart from the fear of hell and heaven, of missing heaven, which I believe that our salvation in Christ handles, one of my greatest fear, and I use the word mine, I don't know about you, is having so much said about me in prophecy and doing so little. And listen, the possibility of carrying heavy prophecy and not doing much or not doing anything exists. I'll say it again and again and again. I'm saying it is possible to be captured in prophecy, spoken to you by God himself or through his servant, and what God said is true, but you will never come to the reality that possibility exists. It doesn't mean God lied. It simply means that the missing link, which is transformation, never happened. I'm trying to say that one of the major things that can abort prophecy and make it look like God never said anything is when we ignore the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. It is possible to carry much in God. And when I use the word carry much testament, much testimony. Write down things spoken to you by God. But what you don't know, that the testimony must come to pass by the spirit of that testimony. So you don't grab the testimony to run, leaving the spirit of the testimony. So when the word of the Lord comes, we call it prophecy. The word of the Holy Spirit is called prophecy to you. But the work of the Holy Spirit in you is called process. The work of the Holy Spirit through you is called ministry. I'll say it again. The word of the Holy Spirit to you is called prophecy. But we don't stop there. This is where my generation stops. The word of the Holy Spirit to you is called what? Prophecy. But the work, W-O-R-K, of the Holy Spirit in you, not through you, in you, is called process. While his work through you is called ministry. What I'm doing now is the work of the Holy Spirit through me. So, here is the point. What we neglect so much is this middle one. We want to jump from prophecy to manifestation. We want to receive the prophecy and start showing off. No, no. Prophecy, the manifestation and the weight of the manifestation of prophecy as given to you is determined by the depth of work the Holy Ghost can do in you. I don't care how heavy. I don't care who spoke. Scripture is littered with examples of men that God spoke, it never come to pass. Genesis 49, a father came, said, gather ye my children. They came, Simeon, you won't do this. Levi, this. Then Judah, he said, Judah, you are the king. He said, the scepter of the king shall not do what? Depart from Judah. That was prophecy. It was resting on Judah from one generation to another. Oh my God. God began to lead them using judges. Look at the heartbreaking part. When it was time for, not even time, or when Israel demanded for a king, prophecy was hanging on Judah, but nobody was prepared for the king. Process has not taken its course in the lineage of Judah. I won't go into it for want of time, but listen. It was not God's wisdom and it was not captured in prophecy that a Benjamite will sit on the throne. What has happened to you, O Judah? Your father told you that the scepter will not depart from you. How come another tribe is taking your throne? It was not the fault of God. When the king was about to be made, maybe no man was found. Saul was the only instrument God could manage. May it not be said that my bishopric is taken by any man. Please say a better amen. Amen. Woo. Look at this. It was said in the scripture that the first son will receive the double portion of inheritance. When God said to Samuel, go to the house of Jesse. Let's replace Saul 40 years after. Do you know when he entered? The one who he should go to by birth, his name is Eliab. The man rushed in, excited and zealous, dressed up and came out. And Samuel said, surely, this is the man on the throne. I'm talking about something very important. About to anoint and enthrone this man. God said, no. He may have the zeal, but he lacks the process. Zeal and hunger, they are good, but not enough. Any zeal and hunger that cannot lead you to process cannot profit you. Eliab may be zealous. Eliab may be passionate. But it takes a processed man. It takes a man the Holy Ghost has worked upon to assume the throne. Eliab passed. Abinadab came. Surely the man, God said, forget their heights. They may have loud tonguing, but they lack process. Shammah came. This is the man. God said, don't be fooled. They may have bogus tie and with big Bible, but they have not been processed in the quarry. Seven sons, and God said, no. What do we do? Let everybody not sit down. I have a teenager, 16, 17 years old, but I've been raising him in the wilderness. So I'm saying it may have belonged to the first one, but I don't know what happened to Eliab. On the day that they should be enthroned, none was found ready for prophecy. I'm telling you the truth. God can say so much about a man, a lady, and that man and a lady may not be able. Listen, time, as we say it, yes, God said this. I believe with time it will happen. You may not be lying, but time does not fulfill prophecy. It is only time that we submit to process. The passage of time does not guarantee what God will do. It is the passage of time submitted to the process of the Holy Spirit. May it not be said, I'm praying for someone here, that God has ordained me for this, but lack of transformative power of the Holy Ghost will limit me from becoming who I am destined to be. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Romans 8 and verse 19, the earnest expectation of creature eagerly await a certain kind of man. They are called the sons of God. This is a believer's convention. Listen to me. The creature, we are saying thy kingdom come. Come, Holy Spirit. Dominate our sphere. Listen. The problem we have is not lack of Christians in different spheres. No. We have too many Christians in different spheres. thousands of them in politics, in governance, in school, everywhere. The trouble we have is not lack of them in sphere. We have children in our sphere. We don't have sons in our sphere. We don't have sons as governors. We don't have sons in our educational system. The creature, they are not waiting for a Christian, so to say. This convention is raising sons, so, because the cry of our nation is not just someone who is talking in tongues. I am not against speaking in tongues because I do speak all myself. But I'm saying speaking in tongues is good, but it's not a guarantee of maturity. Your hand will be strong before a scepter will go into your hand. So my cry in this meeting shall be, oh Lord, whatever process you want me to go to for prophecy not to be aborted, I submit myself. Whatever training, are you with me, somebody here? You wrote so much down. God said this. He didn't lie. Revealed prophecy, the one you wrote from the scripture, they are all fine. But my emphasis this morning is that ability to be submissive, submitting to the transforming agent. His name is the Holy Spirit. Ooh. Do you know why? When God is saying, my daughter, I will do this, I will give you this, I will take you here, my son, God is seeing a man in another man. It is called seeing a king in a kid. So when God is speaking to you, you are not kid, but he sees a king in the kid. So process will find a way to take away the childishness out of you and bring you to the man God saw before he said he will make you great. Yes, God sees a mess, a message in a mess. But process must take away the mess before you become a message. Yes, God sees a king in a kid. But the Holy Ghost must work on you and take away the kiddish attitude and lifestyle and make you a man indeed, irrespective of your age. May my childishness not about prophecy. Can I hear your amen? Amen. This is my burden. My burden. A lot spoken about the end time church. Why are we like this? Why do we have prophecy littered everywhere? Why am I like this? God, you showed me. My pastor told me. The word of God said, you are right. The only thing is, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 1, as long as a hair remaineth a child, he is not different from what? He's placed under a tutor until the time appointed. The time appointed is when process will have its full course. Listen. Unto us a child is born. 9:6 of Isaiah. Unto us a son is given. He said, government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God. He said, of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Shout glory. Prophecy. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Give it to us before I go to my few points. And then we pray. Is God blessing us? Look at this. Then Jesus being filled with what? Talk to me now. With what? Returned from Jordan and was led by the Holy Ghost to cast out the devil. Look at this. If you read this account in Matthew, same story. The last two verses. He said that while John was baptizing him, the Holy Ghost spoke, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This part, now they cause excitement. You'll be excited. Hallelujah. I receive it. And you are correct. But we are missing something. That Luke 4:1, the context, the Luke rendition. The scripture said, when the Holy Ghost came on him, I was thinking it is time for manifestation. And the Holy Ghost said, no, as many as receive him, first, to them he gave power to become something. Because you become before you do. We are human beings and not human doings. the doing part should be as a result of the being part. Last year, Pastor Twin taught us something on this. He said, what Jesus began to do and to teach, that doing was as a result of being. I know why you struggle. You want to do what you are not. You are not yet. The Holy Spirit came on Jesus. But that version is not to go out there. He said, Holy Ghost is on you. Yes, sir. Now, let's go. I like the word. And the Holy Ghost drove him. What is driving, please? What is driving? You know better. Holy Ghost drove him. To where? I know you can speak in tongues, but let's go for making. I know you can prophesy, but let's go for making. I know you have the Holy Ghost, but the first thing in this thing called Holy Ghost will now carry, let's allow him to bring you out of something into a new mode that looks like the prophecy you captured. The world will hear you, Jesus, but then wilderness will process you. Why are you running away from the school of process? Holy Ghost has been trying to circumcise your life. You want to manifest. Show me to my nation. This one. Use me, oh God. This one. This angry version. This one full of lust. No, sir. There must be a process. For Isaiah 9:6-7:8 to become a reality. And after 40 days, Hekurodish Kasalataba. Mino Kotaba. He came out. Now he has the power and is hungry. They say, this one is food. You can do it. Turn this bread, this stone, into what? We won't go into that one. But look at this. How do we know this man is processed? When you can do it, but he cannot move you. When you have it, but you don't need it. Or you don't look like you need it. You are not with me. You are not with me. Are you with me? Something happened to Jesus in 40 years. I hope you know Karos Keva Latosha. The Bible said that when you are tried, you will be entirely wanting nothing. Until that appetite to lay hold dies. It takes process for something to die. I can hear the Lord say, yes, I have the power, but someone is driving me now. I don't do it the way I want it. I do it the way he wants it. May this mountain become that mountain where the Holy Ghost will process your life and bring you into the shape that will look like the prophetic word he has spoken over your life. Church, let me hear your amen. Amen. Write this down. The transformative and transference work of the Holy Ghost is what shapes you into prophecy. The transformative and transference work of the Holy Spirit is what molds you into the mandate God has given to you. I say it a third time. The transformative and transference work of the Holy Spirit is what makes your life resemble the one that God wants to bless. I will use my last few minutes to work on these two things. So, the first thing the Holy Ghost will do is to transform before he will transfer. Hey! Transfer money, transfer money. If you are not transformed, some transfer can kill you. You don't know? Believe me. Transfer, Papa! Listing. Papa will transfer. Touching shoe will bring fire. I am not against transfer. Me, I need transfer. But let me tell you. Let me tell you. A big oil in a small vessel will still be a small oil. Vessel will always give shape to content. I am not saying define it. Are you with me? What do you call packaging? Trying to find a good container that matches, sometimes self overmatches. Because you can have a good product reduced by a bad container. Is it true? So, Lord, You work on men in this service. Two things: transformation and transference. Number one, Holy Ghost will first of all transform. He does that with one word I will say. I'll be very fast now. How do Holy Ghost transform believers? He does that with what I call consecration. Singorate kurate shaba. Holy Spirit makes men look like Jesus. Makes men look like a man that will manifest what he has given to them. He starts with the work of consecration. I know we like connection. I know we like connection. But let consecration start first before connection. I connect to your power. I connect to your grace. Wonderful. But many times, the grace we are connecting to, our consecration is too weak to carry what you want to connect to. Too weak. So the first part of consecration is when the Holy Spirit will want to bring your life to a certain mode called the image of Jesus. We all with unveiled faces, beholding us in a mirror, are being transformed, are being changed. From what? From one layer of the glory of Jesus to another. In this first level, he begins to work on your appetites. He works on your emotion. He works on the little things that can easily defile. On this first level of consecration, he'll be pointing on things. I can tell you, I know you're struggling with lie, but may it not be that what the Holy Ghost is waiting for to bring you into dominion is the day he will conquer lie in your life. I'm telling you the truth. Forgiveness is not the issue. The issue is this: the more you delay his transformative work, the more you delay destiny, the more you delay ministry, the more you abort his little words that comes to you. Sister, stop this. Stop that. He uses the word of God. Pastor, we preach. Avoid lust. It's not about quoting Bible. It's about what lust can do to you as touching what he has prepared for you. He's aware you like money too much. It seems as if your own wilderness is about appetite for money, lust for money. If this anointing come, you will sell Jesus again. So he wants to work on you now. But Lord, give me this. He's aware that 10 million, little, as small as it sound, can make you ask your pastor to kneel down. Let me lay hand on you. You can do that. You may not know. But I ask the Holy Spirit, whatever doesn't look like you, that is manifest itself in me. That is the prayer. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting me, take it away. Jesus, take it away. Take it away. How do we know you are proud? Allow the Holy Spirit. You may think you are humble, but he knows your life. He knows a little platform can blow your head. But you're asking God for nation. Anything that don't look like you, that is manifest itself in me. Whatever doesn't show your grace, that is still reflecting me. Take it away. You want to make me a kingdom billionaire? Lord, kill lust first. I hope you know. Some sin, you are not sinning them because they are too expensive for you now. Huh? Some sin can be too expensive. It will be waiting for you where you can afford it. Huh? You don't have money now to carry a woman to hotel. So you cannot really boast. You're not here. We will know how humble you are when you are elevated. When you are down, you are down. So you are down. Maybe, Egbere, sir, might be hunger. I tremble, sir, might be looking for something. We really cannot attest to your humility because some certain things you can't afford now. So what do I do? Lord, you know me. He knows my name. Every day he knows my future. What do I cry out? You know my today and my tomorrow. Only God knows that a loyal David can sleep with a man's wife and kill him. Work on me, Lord. Work on me, Lord. Who knows what I would do if I become like Pastor Sam? I don't want to trust myself. I don't want to say I cannot. When I say I cannot, I'm saying it in the context of the help I draw from the Holy Spirit. You may not know how wicked you are until you become a madam. Now you are a house help. Until you marry a rich man with majors around you, one will carry water, one will carry bag, the other one will carry whatever. And mama, 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 everywhere, mama. You don't know. Young man, sir, when a dream comes true, we know your true texture, your true character. This is why you come before him naked. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I say, Lord, as touching prophecy, you say you're taking me far. I don't even know how far, but I know something. There is something success does to men. It is called the pride of life. It's not just pride. Something that comes and then something is revealed. It takes the Holy Ghost driving you to the wilderness, a place of making, a place of chiseling, a place of working. He will hide you. You will cry. And let me say this. Many of you here, you are itching to manifest. You want to show up. But I can hear the Holy Ghost tell me, tell them to calm down. I am not done with you yet. When I am done with you, I'm going to shoot you like an arrow. A nation cannot contain you. I know why I'm giving you 100 members. I know why I left you with 50 members. I know. I kept you with only a servant ministry. I have what it takes to tell the world you have grace, but I'm keeping you within a Astaba. I'm still working on something in you. Submit to my training. A day will come. I am the one who will say you have graduated. You don't even know. What do I do? I come like a student every blessed day. I say, Lord, search me, Lord, in all my way. If there is an evil way, see me through. Everlasting God, I belong to you. Jesus, search me, Lord, in all my way. If there is an evil way, see me through. Everlasting God, I belong. 500 staff can bring a monster out of you. 4 engagements in a week can bring a monster out of you. I know you believe yourself, but most times you come before him. Say, Holy Ghost, what is it now? If you say lust, cry every day. If you say pride, don't wait for it to manifest. He knows the end before it began. Are you with me? If you say lying, watch lying. Oh. Don't call it small. They can destroy. Are you with me? If you say backbiting, don't say it is small. It can kill the anointed. Ask Miriam. She did not fornicate. She did not commit adultery. She only spoke against the anointed. Talk. I'm telling you that if you don't allow the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, it can abort prophecy. So that's part A of consecration. But part B of consecration is when the Holy Ghost starts giving you instruction as customized for you that matches your prophecy. Watch. It's no longer thou shalt not commit fornication. That one is for all of us. Thou shalt not lie is for how many of us? All of us. Pride is for how many of us? All of us. But there comes when the Holy Ghost will say, your name is Samson. Joshua may visit Babin Saloon, but Samson, don't visit Babin Saloon. Your name is John the Baptist. Jesus may eat eba and rice, but John, you have to eat what? Locust and honey. This one may not be found in scripture, so to say, but you know what he told you. That means We can bring 10 ministers here. And let me charge every minister. Please, stop playing with what keeps you. Don't let anybody talk you out of your personal consecration with God. Are you with me? If God says stop eating salt, say, Lord, how do we do it? Help me. You don't know. So if you come from the first level, you will come to the second level. All things are permissible, but for me, they may be lawful, but for me, not permissible. You will not go far until you sit down to discover the things God crafted in destiny that this one, others may, but you cannot. Are you with me? Don't let any social media post talk you out of your personal consecration with the Holy Ghost. I cannot give you. When you attend his school, he walk on part A, making you like Jesus. He walk on part B, making you like prophecy. Personal instruction is to shape you after the order, after the manner of your prophecy. Am I talking to somebody at all? So I'm a worshiper. He can tell you, my journey with you, I permit you to eat once or twice a day. Pastor may not preach it, but as touching the voice he gave you to carry power and essence, he might tell you, it is me and you every 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. till the days of your life. Shout consecration. Please say it again. Listen, you will not protect prophecy until you find out the personal instruction. I can't preach it here. I have my own. I can't preach it here. I'm aware of the things that protects my grace, provides, and makes sure if I stay within this boundary, he will take me far. It is the Holy Ghost that will define it for you. And as you keep walking with him, he keep bringing it. I'm praying for you. Many of you now, you need to go back after this particular convention and begin to say, Holy Spirit, you told me every Thursday, stay with me. You told me every end of the month, you said to me, do not go here. Samson! 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 Everybody can go to a burial, but not you, sir. Why am I like this? Prophecy made me like this. It may not be sin, so to say, but it's sin to you. Find them out, write them down, and be unapologetic in following them. Don't try to convince everybody. We may not believe you. It is the one called Holy Ghost who knows you and knows where he's taking you to. He can tell you, as touching dressing, don't touch this one. It may not be sin or righteousness. He's telling you, don't wear this. Are you here? It is within his office to dictate for you. When we preach the scripture. But I know that no man becomes something in God without finding their personal consecration in God. Things I cannot violate. Things I cannot do. As touching me and God, these are my dealings. You can't hear me teach them on the pulpit unless for maybe few persons around, and I will not make an example. It's not for you. The one for you, I will tell you. But I'm telling you, before you leave this convention, bah, if you don't have, Holy Ghost will be telling you things you must adhere to. And when you begin to do, you discover that the things you are looking for will start looking for you. Every minister of Jesus must allow the Holy Spirit to shape you like Jesus using the word of God, and shape you like prophecy using personal customized instruction. Is it clear at all? My last 10 minutes, let's touch something and then we pray. The final thing I want to talk about is the transference work of the Holy Spirit. He transforms to transfer. Thank you, Jesus. The dynamics of the Holy Spirit in life and in ministry. And I'm teaching on his transformative power that comes via consecration. Then number 2 and the final point is that the Holy Spirit can bring you to a point where as you graduate here, he starts transferring. Glory be to Jesus. And the first of them, just two things I will say and then we'll pray, is what I call wisdom and guidance. Who? Hallelujah. I know we copy, but you must always discover that pattern and parts may look alike but not the same. We may learn pattern but always find your part in ministry. Do you understand? While we copy men, mind what you are copying. Because what work in ministry A may not work in ministry B. So the Holy Ghost must transfer wisdom. You are not following me. So there must be a sound that he gives to you as a worshiper. Unique and different. So that wisdom dimension of him. We are all doing business. Copy pattern, diligence, copy it. Hard work, copy it. These are pattern. But there is a way which no path knoweth. The best of the air are yet to find. The eyes of vulture cannot see. Only the ancient one can. He can say, hey, my daughter, follow this. It is called the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Not all of us will organize Southgate Believers Convention, customized and given to Pastor Sam as touching his ministry in this particular region of the world. But listen, you can go copy it and die preparing for it. You don't have the grace because he will only engrace what he commands. Sit with him. So Lord, as I sit here on this particular platform, I ask for wisdom. I ask for wisdom. Transfer wisdom. The grace of Jesus flows along the line of the wisdom of Jesus Christ. You're welcome, mommy. Can we receive God's servant, our mother? Please, yes. Thank you. Mommy, welcome, ma. Thank you. Welcome, ma. Instead. Now, look up. Look up. I'm saying that the Holy Ghost can transfer. It is my prayer, and we're going to pray shortly. Holy Spirit, the wisdom for life and ministry, transfer it to me. You can read 100 books on how to create wealth. Please go and read. But he can come with one idea. For me. And don't kill me for that. For me, the greatest way to prosper is the voice of God. Among the many things you will learn, learn them. Structure, customer care, they are good. But if you're here and you're a businessman, why you learn pattern? Allow the Holy Ghost to give you a path. Are you with me? As touching this bakery, give me wisdom. As touching this hairstyles I'm doing, give me wisdom. Lord, in ministry, I don't want to copy A, copy B, copy everything. I want to be original. And when he gives you the wisdom, pay the price of uniqueness. Pay the price of being different. Stay within the wisdom he transfers. And watch this. As he begins to transfer wisdom, a time will come. Look at how his wisdom works. He starts with A, do this. And while you are doing what he asked you to do, please don't relent. Don't say he has given all. Do you know why? The wisdom of God comes in parts. Chapter 1, John saw the vision. He said, when I turned, I saw a man in the midst of 7 candlesticks. He began to write 7 letters to 7 churches. Chapter 2, chapter 3. But in chapter 4, he said, John, you have exhausted the syllables I gave you. Now come up, Peter, that I may show you great and mighty things which thou do not know. There are many of you in this service. I hear God say, come up, Peter. What I asked you to do 10 years ago, you have done it. You are repeating cycle. I want to open a new chapter for you. I want to give you a new wisdom for your new level. Every pastor, hear me. Every business owner, hear me. Entrepreneur, hear me. He can tell you, A, waiting for you to do A, to unveil B. All you know is not all he can tell you. Come up, Peter. He transfers wisdom.
Holy Ghost can bake. Holy Ghost can cook. He's a master chef. Allow him to give you combination on what to cook and kings will eat. Holy Ghost can do things. Holy Ghost is a teller. He can give you idea in accordance of your calling and you become the best. What are you not telling me? Peter, cast your net at the other side. One word from God. One wisdom. Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Stay here. Shout wisdom. He transfers wisdom for ministry and for life. As he transforms you, he transfers to you ideas. Stay with him. Read books, I do. But I know, as touching prosperity, ideas can be customized. It can be customized. As touching ministry, wisdom to prosper in ministry can be. Look at our fathers. Their secret is what I'm saying now. Today we copy. Pastor Sam will organize. It's good to learn things. I'm here, I'm learning. I'm learning structure. I see excellence. I learn things. I learn all that here. But as touching to what to do to please my king, it comes from him. Are you here? So I pray for you. That thing called wisdom, as touching your own originality, may the Holy Ghost transfer to you. Before Sunday, I'm speaking as the Lord instructed me. One of the major miracles that will be happening to you in this conference, in this convention, is that the Holy Spirit will be transferring ideas, wisdom, revelation. Believe me. Carry your jota as you pray. Carry your bara as you pray. As you go to bed tonight, be sensitive. Be conscious. Because his dynamic power will visit you. You are not lacking money. You are lacking idea. You are not lacking money. You are lacking wisdom. You are lacking something. Only him can transfer the wisdom that made the earth and the heaven. I don't know how old the earth is. Till today, oil never finish. Gold is still here. Diamond is still here. What am I saying? He can open your eyes. Man of God, start this program. 2020 COVID, a man started morning prayer. Didn't copy anywhere. Like joke, like play. The world is following. You may go if he asks you to do it. But if he didn't ask you to do it and you start morning prayer, hallelujah. You may collapse on the second day. But may the Holy Ghost give you idea. How do I capture students in this campus? Give me the idea, Lord. How do I win a Saba? All these reckless girls. How do I give me a strategy? Lord, how do I talk to these Yahoo boys? Are you with me, Lord? How do I capture my markets? How do I? The wisdom, John, come up here and I will show you. So maybe after this program, 3 days fast, 4 days indoor, 2 days indoor, Lord. Inquire. Holy Ghost, you know these things. So you know the answer. You know the answer. Now you made heaven and earth. Give me idea. You are not lacking in resources. You are lacking in wisdom. He said to me to say to you, in this convention, I will give you wisdom. He said, I will give you idea. Are you with me? Song ministers, he can give you a sound. He can give you a rhythm. He can give you a pattern. I don't know about you, but I see the Holy Ghost bringing wisdom, bringing idea. And finally, he transfers power. He transfers wisdom. He transfers power. My time is up. He transfers power. We can stay here all day long, but listen. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth. Hear me, everyone. Until the Spirit of the Lord be poured upon us from on high. 32:15 of Isaiah. He said, the earth, the wilderness shall become a fruitful field. And a fruitful field shall be counted as a forest. Jesus Christ, who said ministry is hard. He It's not where your church is located. It's lack of power, sir. John's church was in the wilderness. Yes, we love excellence. Please do. But let me tell you, if you think that the seed of Pastor Sam is LED, you are a joker. There's a power component to this excellence. If you think we are all here because of white bulb and green bulb, you are a joker. Not just the excellence. Of course, I know this one plays a part. But success in ministry, say, tarry here and collect power. This one, I need more than you do. Language and grammar can do much. I am Paul. I have not come to you with enticing word of man wisdom. I have come to demonstrate. All you music ministers, you are not exempted. Add power to your skill. Bring me a minstrel. That's not just gifts. That's a grace. That's a grace. How can a madman need a keyboardist to get back his senses? It's not just the mixture of key. Something was added. A drummer can carry power. It's a select men full of the Holy Ghost and power to serve food. Welfare team can carry power. Ushers can carry power. And I said to myself, if ushers needs power, how much more me here? I said, no, Sataba. I don't have time. But as a prophecy over this age, when our fathers exit, I cry, because we have a mandate. Hosea 6:3, he said, I shall come to you one more time, but when I come, I will come as the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. If you're still a performer, woe betide any man that come to the altar of Jesus to perform talent. Perform what? We don't have time. The creatures are waiting. So when I come to minister for 2 minutes, I'm coming with power. It may be simple words quoted with power. If you're empty, you are on your own. You can excite, you cannot impart. Singing without power, excitement can come without power. So Lord, I cry, transfer power. Power, senuratish, vivotaniconis, hailezozinete kurataba. I don't want to be a sound preacher without evidence and proof. Don't leave me this way. Jesus said, tarry, don't leave. Certificate for ministry is life and power. These two things, life and power. Both of them can go together. You can be holy and carry power. You can be righteous and carry power. The sick should be healed again. The dead can be raised again. The barren can conceive again. It's a new day. Life of faith. Pray. 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 Don't leave me this way. Don't leave me this way. Empower me. Clothe me with essence. Clothe me with essence. So you need to pray now. You need to fast now. The Holy Ghost will work on me and bring me to a place of power. Is someone praying?
1 minute. Just 1 minute, sir. I'm done. 1 minute. Look at this.
As you press, I didn't have time for this one. I will have shown you the rain, the latter, and the former. They are in three folds. No time for that. But listen, when we look at what our fathers did, and the Bible will say this one is former rain, that the glory of the latter house shall be greater. Thank you. Shall be greater. When we look at their exploits, our fathers, look at what they did, not by grammar, not by cho-cho-cho. Today we sound big. So they will sound big, but we are empty. But God said, when you look at their labor, it's former. I'm whetting your appetites. That means we need to join to where they are first, to where God is going. And you have time for gossip. And you have time for social media rubbish. And you have time to sleep all the night. And no fasting structure. And no fasting prayer structure around what you do. Minister, power, power, power. Clothe me with power. Clothe me with grace. The former, the latter, and the rain.
I don't want to be empty. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Sile krontosh havivo venatakas raide no kilatas ebino kanateratija evuva vanata mahatas krete kotanisa.